Julia Gillard's Labour Party managed to cling to power by a single seat in Parliament after receiving the support of a small group of non-aligned lawmakers and a member of the Greens Party. Australia hasn't had a minority federal government since World War II, but Prime Minister Gillard says she's ready for the challenge of leading a coalition.
Where we are now, and I think this is the important thing that matters for the Australian people, is looking to the future with a different parliament, with a different way of working, with things that the Australian people care about absolutely passionately, to be focused on and delivered.
The government was formed 17 days after the election, in which voters gave neither of the biggest two parties a clear majority. In the end, the final decision came down to a handful of independent lawmakers. The government has promised a multi-billion dollar package to improve infrastructure in the country's more rural areas to secure the support of two independent lawmakers. Then there's an alliance with the Greens Party, which is likely to bring a more proactive approach on climate change, an issue the major parties almost ignored during the election campaign. Dean Jench, a professor of politics at Flinders University in South Australia, thinks satisfying the range of different interests will be tough.
My feeling is one of the difficult jobs the Gillard government's going to have in the House of Representatives is the motley lot that's made up its majority. I mean, you have Labor, which is now dependent on one Green, one independent from a Labor voting seat in Tasmania, and two former National Party members. Now, that is a motley lot, so just rustling them all up and pointing them in the right direction might be difficult.
Already Labor's relationship with some of the independents appears to be strained over a controversial tax on mining profits. The government wants to impose the tax to boost pension funds and fund infrastructure projects. The independents want a special tax summit to review the levy, known as the Mineral Resource Rent Tax, or MRRT, an idea the government is resisting. Treasurer Wayne Swan says the tax should stay as it is.
The fact is that the MRRT is critical to funding our investments in superannuation, in regional infrastructure and lower corporate tax. So the independents will want to be informed about the final design of the tax, and we will be seeking their support for the final design of the tax and for the revenue stream that is provided for those fundamental investments in our economy.
The Greens and Andrew Wilkie, an independent from Tasmania who backs the Gillard government, are likely to seek a more compassionate approach to asylum seekers who try to enter the country illegally. The government hopes to open a centre in East Timor to process their applications, but that plan is likely to be watered down or abandoned. The new administration also has to establish a unified stance on foreign affairs. Professor Hugh White from the Australian National University thinks the diplomatic landscape in the Asia-Pacific region will eventually change, and Australia will have to contend with greater competition between the United States and China.
If the US-China relationship becomes more strategically competitive, as I fear it will, we'll have to decide whether we side with the United States in that kind of competition, whether we support America in trying to maintain its primacy against China, or whether we don't go that route, whether we pull back and become more impartial, more neutral perhaps. Perhaps let the alliance with the United States go. That would be for Australia a terrifically difficult, traumatic decision to make. But on the other hand, seeing ourselves being drawn into an increasingly contested relationship with China, our biggest trading partner, would also be very difficult for us.
He says that decision would be difficult, given Australia's long ties with the United States and its growing business relationship with China, its leading trade partner. The new parliament starts work on September 28th. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.